Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Who's for tea?
Me, please, Mrs. Doyle.
I'm fine, Mrs. Doyle.
You won't have a cup.
No, thanks, Mrs. Doyle. Honestly, I won't have a cup.
Are you sure now it's hot?
No, I'm not in the mood, thanks.
All right, so. Like a wand, would you not have a drop?
No, thanks anyway,
just
Mrs. Doyle.
Cup.
I'm fine. No, really.
I'll tell you what, Father. I'll pour
seriously.
A cup for you anyway. And you can have it if you want.
Still laugh every time. Today is International Tea Day. So why is that particular drink so ingrained in our national identity? We are going across the water to ask. Dr. Sharon Hall, Chief Executive from the UK Tea and Infusions Association, is with us. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. That's not fair. I'm giggling at Mrs. Doyle.
I think we all are. That's something that always raises a smile. I mean, it must be very upsetting for the British that the Irish drink more tea than they do.
Oh, it's so upsetting. we drink over 100 million cups of tea in the United Kingdom, which, you know, is good going. But actually, you know, you in Ireland, you're the champion of tea drinkers. You're in that top 10 if you look at per head per consumption. So, yeah, you do love your tea.
Why do you think that is? What is it about this particular beverage that has us so enthused?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, number one reason that people tell us they love the taste, which is fantastic. But I think it also brings comfort. It brings people together. We love a chat over a cup of tea. And 33% say they have a cup of tea as soon as they get up in the morning. And very many people say they can't even tackle their day unless they've had their daily cuppa.
Yeah, are indeed multiple cups in my case. I once admitted on this programme that I drink between 10 and 15 cups of tea a day, which I was told is quite excessive.
Wow.
The only thing is we have these herbal pretenders to the throne that keep trying to establish themselves. I mean, is anyone really into that kind of thing?
Well, they are actually. I mean, black tea by far is the favourite. Over 80% say black tea is their number one and usually drunk with milk. But things like peppermint, ginger, chamomile and mint teas are very popular. Now, we call them teas. I just call them tea. It's not true tea, as you say. Anything
Correct.
That comes from the Camellia sinensis tea bush, be that black, green, white, yellow, oolong, those are the true teas. But we do tend to call those other drinks, those infusions, teas as well. They're very nice and they're very good for you. But, you know, I do prefer a good cup of tea.
Yes, down with that sort of thing. In terms of making your tea, Sharon, I am a tea bag in hot water, give it an old stir and then add the milk. Would you be opposed to that particular method?
That's exactly the method I would recommend, with one small addition. We call it smart boiling. And that is just to measure out the water that you need to boil. We are all guilty of filling the kettle up to the brim, boiling it, sometimes walking away, boil it again, wasting a lot of energy. So if you just measure out, if you're making one mug, measure one mug of water, just boil that. It'll save you time, money and energy. And you'll get a better tasting cup of tea because that water is full of oxygen, which gets all the great flavours and compounds out of your tea leaves. So, yeah, we would save a lot of energy and help save the planet by making our cup of tea.
OK, excellent. Very solid advice. And to end on a somewhat controversial note, Dr. Sharon Hall, Chief Executive of the UK Tea and Infusions Association, Barry's or Lions?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't possibly say, but one of them is terribly, terribly good.
It's Barry's.
Sure
it's OK. You can say it's Barry's. That's fine. I'll go along with that.
I like to keep my job. Thank you very much.
Sharon, thank you very much. Dr. Sharon Hall, Chief Executive and a very diplomatic diplomat of the UK Tea and Infusions.
That was a mean question.
It's a no-brainer. It's automatically Barry's. Every single time it's Barry's. You know that, Shane.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.